Now, we've got two matters here we want to talk about. Phil, we want to talk to you about the question of the engineer in the terrible case of the loss of life there in Quebec. You'd fill us in on that.
Well, as people remember, there was a runaway train that plowed into the town of Lake Megantic in July of 2013 with much loss of life and the destruction of the town. The train had been parked on the top of a hill that overlooked the town. And for a variety of reasons, none of them acceptable, the brakes were not set and the train started to roll and there was nobody manning the train. Mm-hmm. And so the engineer of that train, Tom Harding, and when I say the engineer, he was the conductor, the engineer, and the brakeman, and everything else. He has been charged with criminal negligence causing death. And there was a development in his criminal trial in this past week in which he had been planning to argue for a stay of proceedings because of abuse by the police and because of delay in bringing it to trial following a recent Supreme Court of Canada judgment. They have decided not to proceed with those arguments because they say they have such an excellent case to defend themselves. And he'd rather defend himself and explain what happened and say that mm-hmm. he doesn't have criminal responsibility. So okay. And that's where it stands. The trial is going to take place sometime this year in 2017.
And a big question for other Canadians is, what is the rail system been changed at all since that time?
Well, I think they've made some cosmetic changes, but has there been a change in thinking on the people who profit from owning railways and running trains on them? They might have been a little tinkering with some of the operating rules, but the idea that you can run a train with one person on the crew who has to leave that train in a hurry because he's got to get to the hotel to get enough sleep to take a train in the opposite direction in the morning, I don't think anybody is challenging that, to use the word they like to use, business model. No. I think in fact, they're looking to use less and less people. I mean, I remember when it was a big fight when they wanted to go from five people on a train to four people on a train. And the union said it wasn't
down to one.
Now they're down
to one.
Actually,
they're talking about nobody.
Zero. Yeah, they are.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Right? No one on the
train. No one on the train, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's a happy sight. Here comes the 87 cars loaded with something dangerous, and don't worry, there's nobody aboard. Good. Well, Phil, thanks for that. Now, the trial starts when?
Well, they still haven't set a date, but it will be this year.
Yeah. This is the Taylor Report, CITUT, 89.5 FM. I want to say something about this. This issue of the Americans are now embroiled with Russophobia, I guess is one word. There's no dispute in Putin or whatever. This is an old issue, and they ought to share with us the fact that they've played this in Western politics for a long time. And to my mind, what happened with Hillary Clinton is she had what I would call her Zinoviev letter moment. In 1924, there was going to be a close election. The Labour Party had just barely gotten into power for the first time in history. And they indicated that they were going to be friendly to Russia and just to start trying to get to know the Soviet Union. And this is 1924. The leader was Ramsay MacDonald. It was going to be a close election. Everybody understood. So 4 days before the election, the Daily Mail, no friend of labor, put out a headline story that they've gotten into possession of a letter from Gregory Zinoviev, a Bolshevik leader, congratulating the comrades in Britain on the developments with Ramsay MacDonald and saying, well, boy, this is great. We're going to have wonderful things happen, you see, for the World Revolutionary Movement and all this. And, it had some impact. To this day, nobody's sure what happened. I mean, but it seemed to – the notion at the time was it threw the election towards Mr. Stanley Baldwin and the conservatives. And MacDonald, who lost – did I get his name right? Ramsay MacDonald. He decided that he'd been beaten by the Zinoviev letter. And now you have to understand, the Zinoviev letter was a fraud. It was historians have decided that it was somebody planted it. It had the look of something real. Mr. Baldwin came in as a result of playing that card. And I remind you, Hillary played the Putin card. She thought she wanted to run against Putin. You could tell in the last weeks of the campaign, it was her versus Putin. Unfortunately, Putin beat her. I mean, that's the part that they haven't figured out. It seems smart. And matter of fact, I thought, well, that's going to work, you know, because you count on xenophobia and parochialism and American culture and all that, and this foreigner. And then she had the little hacking story. They thought, well, this is going to be our Baldwin moment. We're going to walk in there. And I thought they were going to walk in based on this kind of stuff. But it was, this is a case of trying to use and indeed manufacture something. They have the similar thing now. They got a big noise, but they don't have any evidence. And in fact, the places where she got beat, the issue was rather clear. This trade matter and job issues was obviously a killer, just as we're seeing with Brexit and all these other things. People are getting really restive. It's this idea that we know best, et cetera. And so I just remind everybody, in 1924, the Zinoviev letter. Incidentally, historians now, these studies have shown that it was concocted in the British intelligence organization. And then someone gave it to the Daily Mail. Now, that decision would have been an interesting one, who gave it to the Daily Mail. But that's how they did it. They cooked it. It's a phony letter. Zinoviev laughed about it. He said, this is a joke. But of course, who would listen to Zinoviev? It's like Putin today says it's a joke. And everybody says, oh, well, yeah, but that's Putin. This was a something which, in the case of the British at that time, it may have worked. Although they pointed out that MacDonald basically lost because he had a very narrow hold on office and people were nervous about a Labour. This is something new, a Labour Party. When they talk this way, I mean, let us remember that this is an old trick of trying to say, oh, an outsider is trying to affect you, an evil outsider, of course. And in cases in Zinoviev, it was a joke. Now we're seeing, in my opinion, it repeated with Hillary. And again, the intelligence people were involved. Oh, yes, one other detail I want to make sure I mention is Mr. Baldwin, of course, after being elected, he had an investigation done, and the investigation came back and said, yes, the Zinoviev letter was real. And so, they confirmed, except that another 2 or 3 years went by, and then MI5, British intelligence, came forward and said, actually, no, it was a fake. We don't know who faked it, but it was a fake. But meanwhile, he's already gotten in office. So they start this stuff. One last detail here on this matter, because the Canadian media is completely joined in with we have to hate Putin. Jean Chrétien, just 1 week before Justin Trudeau was elected, Chrétien said he thought it was good that Russia had entered this conflict in Syria. And he thought it was a good that there should be an alliance against ISIS in Syria involving Russia. People don't remember that. Now everybody's saying, well, you know, the evil Russian. They're forgetting. The Liberal Party was floating that idea because, frankly, the public agrees with it. What you have is a narrow leadership base that doesn't want this policy.